on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's been charged with murder following the discovery of a decomposed body in a tent in Canterbury. The remains were found on land near Tempert Road in the Windsheep area just over 2 weeks ago. 26-year-old Richard Donovan from Westhorn Avenue in Eltham is due to appear in court via video link later. Tests are still being done to identify the victim, who's thought to be a man in his 60s.
KMFM News.
The number of people who've been charged with drug driving in Kent has doubled within a year, according to new figures. 11 motorists were accused of the offence in 2014. That went up to 22 last year. It follows the introduction of a new roadside drugaliser test and tougher rules introduced in March last year. Matt Lloyd is from Confused.com, who collected the data.
I think we expected that there would be an increase, but we didn't expect that the increase would be quite as high. And obviously there's a strong correlation with the new law that came in March 2015. But obviously some of that is down to a level of unawareness within the UK population, I think.
An armed robber described as potentially dangerous is still on the run from a Kent prison. William Pierce, who's serving a life sentence at Sheppard Stamford Hill, hasn't been seen since Monday afternoon. The 39-year-old is one of 15 inmates currently at large after disappearing from Kent jails.
KMFM News.
Adverts for unhealthy food aimed at children could be banned across all media to help tackle obesity. A consultation has begun on whether to extend current rules on TV to print and online ads. Dr. Ellie Lee is from the Centre for Parenting Culture Studies at the Uni of Kent. She believes there's a banned happy culture, which means children are increasingly preoccupied with body image.
Everybody wants to blame skinny models and celebrities, but I think that this lobby is actually culpable and they should have a good think about what they're doing to screw up children through their relentless pathologisation of perfectly okay foods. There's nothing wrong with these foods.
A man's been taken to hospital after falling at a care home in Herne Bay. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to St Peter's Convent on the seafront just before five yesterday afternoon. He's being treated for head, arm, leg and ankle injuries.
KMFM News.
A Kent dad who was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer says he owes his life to a new trial drug after being given just weeks to live last year. Simon Lamont Brown from Maidstone was diagnosed in February 2015 and ended up in a hospice after 5 months of chemo. But after going private and being offered immunotherapy, his tumour has shrunk. He says he's feeling the best he's felt in years.
My oncologist called it the Lazarus effect because it's just what I did. I just sort of rose from the dead. For me, it's worked very well. I appreciate that it doesn't necessarily have the same outcome for everybody who has it, but it is, for me, it's been fantastic.
A Kent Vineyards announced it's going to start selling its wines in America. Gusbourne Estate in Appledore near Ashford has signed a deal with an agent in the US to distribute its produce there. It'll be available in cities including New York, Los Angeles and San Francisco. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says Nicole Scherzinger is returning to The X Factor. The composer says the former Pussycat doll has pulled out of the Broadway production of Cats because she wants to be a judge again.
KMFM Sports.
Football and defender John Egan has turned down the offer of a new contract at Gillingham. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, it's thought the 23-year-old who spent the past two seasons at Priestfield could be heading to a championship club after the Jewels missed out on promotion. Here's manager Justin Edinburgh.
You know, we did do everything in our power, but we fully understand John, and it's not a criticism. You know, he goes with our thanks and you know, we wish him all the best in the future.
Meantime, the last few tickets for tomorrow's playoff final between Maidstone United and Ebbsfleet have gone on sale. Just 85 are available to Fleet fans from their Stonebridge Road ground. Maidstone's allocation sold out within a couple of hours earlier on in the week. Both sides are looking to return to the top flight of non-league football. And Leicester striker Jamie Vardy has picked up his second award in 24 hours. He's now been named the Premier League Player of the Season after receiving the Football Writers Award last night. His goals helped Leicester win the title. The England forward says it's been a mad 10 days, but he'll be ready for Euro 2016.
The two-game layoff I got from the suspension might have helped recharge the batteries a bit as well, but yeah, I'm ready, raring to go, and like I say, we'll have to see if selected what happens when it comes to the gaffer picking the team.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent at kentonline.co.uk.